In this keynote from the European Publishing Congress, Gerben van Teck, strategy director at Media House, challenges media companies to move beyond the time-hunting mentality of social media algorithms. His central thesis: publishers must create time well spent rather than just capturing attention through clickbait. Van Teck introduces three key insights from Mediahuis's revolutionary approach. First, they've made subscription attention time their primary newsroom KPI, filtering out bounces to focus on quality engagement. Second, this metric reveals hidden editorial gems while exposing false successes. Third, treating subscribers and prospects with the same high-quality content creates a stronger correlation between engagement and both conversions and retention.
Probably you all know reels like this, and I'm real addicted to this one. The algorithms of the big tech companies keep showing me these hydraulic pumps crushing toys and other material, and I can spend easily some minutes watching these reels sitting on the couch. And afterwards, it takes my time, but I'm never really satisfied. I'm never proud that I did it. It's like eating at McDonald's. You quickly take a hamburger and you're not very proud of it. So the social networks are really well in taking time, in hunting for time. And we are, as media companies, also in the time, part of the time economy. But I think we have to do better than just hunt for time. We have to provide more, a better feeling than just, okay, we got some time, but we have to provide some feeling of time well spent. So that's what I like to talk about in the upcoming 15, 20 minutes. I'm Gerben van Teck. I'm the strategy director newsroom for the Media House Group. We're quite a young company, only here for 10 years. Started in Belgium with the merger of two Belgian publishers, and now we are in already 6 countries, also in the German-speaking part of Europe, because we are having a newspaper in Aachen, and we also always like to say we are also in Germany, but it's only in Aachen. But probably, so maybe the Aachen part is a little bit too orange. The strategy of Media House, the Media House Group, this is our North Star. We want to make more people, not to make more people because they're babies enough, but we want to make more people pay for more journalism. That's the North Star. That's our goal. That's our mission. And it should be journalism. It should not be just content. It should not be a hydraulic pump crushing toys. It should be something better. It should be journalism. And this is the statement we always spread within our newsrooms. And the newsrooms, people in newsrooms always like to say, we need a better app. We need to be as good as Spotify. And the answer, our response to that is, if we really want to become the Spotify of news, then our journalism has to become as good as Taylor Swift. The journalism should be as good as Taylor Swift, because the success of Spotify is not the app, it's not the logo, it's not the subscription model, it's not the data, it's Taylor Swift, it's Chopin and everything in between. It's quality and it's not a quantity game. So we have to play a quality game and focus on quality and not on quantity. We like to say, first concentrate on the mix of your brand, and then the clicks, the right clicks will come to you if you do the mix right. But how to validate the quality of the clicks? How to validate the quality of the our journalism, of our stories? That's a difficult question. It's easy to say, hey, we have to reach more people, they have to pay more, and we have to create more journalism. But it's about the quality, and how can we validate the quality? That's why we have chosen to do a deep dive in which metric for the newsrooms should we use. We did page views, we did visitors, we did returning visitors, wall hits, conversions. You can come up with a lot of metrics, but which one is really validating the quality of the newsrooms? And we are in media. If you look into the mirror, maybe you come up with the same conclusion. In media, we are very good in celebrating false successes. We always call it our Tokyo lesson. One day, for our smallest news brand, I'm out of Courant. It's a small newspaper in the northern part of the Netherlands. It only has 3,500 subscribers. It's the smallest title of our group. At one afternoon, we got over 1 million visitors on our website in an hour. And they were all coming from Japan, from Tokyo. There was this big Tokyo clickbaiting site promoting a movie in our archive of an artist who was able to make an artificial cloud floating in a little church with some mystical music. And they were promoting it as the viral of the day. And we got over 1 million visitors from Japan. And we were, and I was at the newsroom that day, and we were celebrating. Yeah, we're doing good. A million. And then some smart guy at the newsroom, there's always this journalist asking the critical questions, and it was not me. This million, is it really helping us? Can we do it tomorrow again? Are we actually earning something? Did we sell any subscriptions? Of course, no one in Japan will take a subscription on a small Dutch newspaper. So actually, we were celebrating something that really was not a success. So for us, it was our Tokyo lesson. Okay, we have to hunt for the right reach, for the right page views, for the right success. And then, of course, page views. Also, it's a very common, is it working? Yeah, it's also very common. Okay, let's do page views. But we see this behavior in apps, and this is one of our competitors. I'm giving them 25 page views in 10 seconds. Is this really valuable for a news brand? This 25, it's too short to show an ad. Nobody read something. Nobody bought a subscription. It's 25 clicks, basically worth nothing. So only looking at page views is also for us, it's not the right way to go. Maybe paywall hits. Is that a right idea? Also happened, also a big lesson, we called our Sunday morning lesson. On Sunday morning, I was having my coffee and a croissant and reading a newspaper, a printed one. Don't tell my CEO, but on Sunday I like to read the print newspaper. And then we got this push notification of the horrific murder shocks passengers on Texel Ferry. Immediately open the app and I have to know what happened. And then it appeared to be a historical story about a murder in 1880 or something. And I was disappointed, a little bit angry of my own brand, and of course immediately closed the story. And the story was actually well made, but it was presented in a wrong way. And over 500,000 people did exactly the same. Opened it, got disappointed, and get away. We didn't sell any subscriptions. We got a lot of complaints. So we got over 250,000 paywall hits, and we didn't sell anything. So only paywall hits, only page view. It's not good enough for us. Remember the time competition. And we have to do journalism. So yeah, I like this. And probably it will work if we put reels like this on our homepage, people will watch it, but they will not pay for it. They will not think, oh, this is a brand of quality. They will not get a feeling of time well spent. So we have to do better. And that's why we decided to make the subscription attention time, the time our subscribers spend in our apps, on our websites, reading, watching, listening. We decided to make the subscription attention time in all of our newsrooms within entire media house company as the main and only KPI metric for the newsrooms. What do we do? We divide our subscribers in three groups: the bouncers, the scanners, and the deeply read. And it's of course the bottom two, the scanners and the deeply readers, are connected to the length of the article. It's not that we can put a standard metric on it, but the bouncers, everyone only reading maximum 10 seconds and leaving, we are not measuring it as part of our success. We are getting these out of the metric of an article. So the example of the murder on the ferry, almost everyone was in this 10-second group. And it looked like a success because if we added up all those 10 seconds, it was still on the top of our weekly report, but if we filtered out those bounces, immediately we would have known, hey, this is a false success. We have to get rid of the bounces. So if we want to get a well-spent metric, we have to get rid of the swipes, the bouncers, and the disappointment clicks. You have to get rid of the clickbaity content in your product. So the time of the scanners and the deeply reads together, we call it quality reads, and that's the subscription attention time. And why is it so helpful and important? It's really helpful for a lot of reasons, and I will zoom in on three of those. At first, it really helps to find us our hidden gems in our journalism, because what's happening, we are creating articles, we are creating audio, we are creating video, but the ones appear on top of our weekly reports, daily reports, are the ones we promote. If we promote something on our homepage, in our newsletter, via push, of course, those ones are getting the most of the subscription attention time. So, but then it's not valid to the quality, because we're using this subscription attention time per article, even the stuff we don't promote, there's this hidden article in one of our sections, local section or culture or sport, then immediately we know, we can see, okay, this article didn't reach a lot of people, but the ones who opened the article really read it until the end. So, and then we get a notification, okay, this is one, it says something about the quality. Okay, the reach wasn't enormous, but the quality of what we made was good quality for the people who opened the article. Sometimes you can say, hey, there's this article, everybody's reading it and really reading it until the end. Maybe we should promote it. Or maybe we should do something different. Maybe it should get a place in our newsletter. So there are hidden gems, and there's also the opposite is we can see the full successes. Oh, we did the promotion well. It is reaching, this article is reaching a lot of people, but most of the people are quitting halfway within 10 seconds. There's something wrong with this article. We have to look at it. Maybe it's too long. Maybe it's too much enrichment. It's too less enrichment. People get bored halfway. It's a learning process. It says about something about the quality, and it's a metric the newsroom is able to influence. If you with your writing, with your recording, with your videoing, you can influence the subscription attention time. If you do well, at least for the people who opens the article without the promotion, and the promotion bias is not in it, you can see, okay, I give those people value for their money, value for their time. For them, it was an interesting article. Subscription attention time, we've known it, and I can show you the report behind it. It has a huge relation with conversions. If the subscriber attention time on an article or on a day on a brand is high, the conversions are up. There is a big correlation between subscription attention time and the conversions. And there's also even a bigger correlation with churn and subscription attention time, because if we treat our subscribers well and we are able to keep them with us better than we do, 1% more retention equals 10% conversions. In our business, we are hunting for conversions. We're focusing on pay rates and conversions, and we did it ourselves, and not taking enough care of our current customers. We have to treat our current customers in the best way we can, because they will quit a lot less, and we will get more conversion. So focusing on your current customers is doing well for churn and also for conversion. And especially with the introduction of flexible paywalls, with the exact same content mix, we try to reach our current customers and new customers. It's a little bit fun that sometimes in media we treat our subscribers differently than our prospects. For our subscribers, we have quality content behind the paywall. And for our prospects, we do some clickbaity things, cheap things to get attraction. Oh, I have a quality restaurant. I really serve quality food. And in front of the door, we're giving away cheap hamburgers. Here is a cheap hamburger for you because we have quality food inside. Now, it's really my message to you. That's a completely different, wrong approach. The subscribers and the neighbors of the subscribers, the prospects, they are not different people. They are not living in a different planet. They are living in the same streets. They are supporting the same football club. Their challenges in life are the same. Their kids go to the same schools. If you treat your subscribers well, you also treat your prospects well. So for us, looking at subscription retention time, it was really helpful, and especially for the newsroom, because it gives you focus. What are we actually doing? Are we making journalism highly connected to the brand identity of our brands? Are we doing what we think we have to do? Are we writing about the topics and themes we really think these are ours, this our signature? Or are we just hunting for clicks and hoping for a result? So for us, subscription retention time, and the most difficult part is, of course, and we can just filter out all those 10-second reads, listens, and watches. But the most challenging parts, of course, how about the well part? Can we measure the well part? And of course, a story about Gaza. No one of yours will say, "Oh, this is a great story." No, it's not a great. It's a depressing story, but it still can be time well spent. So, working with a rating system or a thumbs up or thumbs down system, that's not working. That's why we've chosen. Can we to start a program, and at least we implement it in all our own dashboards, daily reports, and we are in this program. And when I got the invitation for this congress 6 months ago, I promised the organization we will have the results by then. But University of Amsterdam and University of Leuven in Belgium, we are doing this program together with them. We are trying to get this well-spent part measured on a scientific level. But they are not journalists. They're not very good in deadlines, so the results are not there. But the first insights we got, there is a correlation. If you remember the bouncers, the scanners, and the deeply reads, if we get the amount of deeply reads the highest of the three, then there is high correlation with the well-spent part. This group says, okay, if I reach this level, most of them, and we do a lot of surveys, say, okay, this was well spent time. And that's why we've chosen to implement this time well spent metric for the newsrooms. And of course, all the other things we are still measuring. Of course, we want to have reach. Of course, we want to have page views. But we are hunting for the right ones, and not just for some people accidentally fly-bying our websites. That's my message, and I have almost 1 minute left. So the time management of this presentation, finally I got it right. If you have any questions and remarks, please look me up. I'm here all day, and you can easily find me via like LinkedIn or somewhere else. I hope this was not a waste of your time. It was a time well spent for you. And if you really were bored and I think I should have done something better, scan the QR code and you will get to this hydraulic pump movies, and you can be like me, wasting your time on hydraulic pumps. Thank you very much.